Chris Culliver of the 49ers. Meanwhile, at the University of Oklahoma, Coach Bob Stoops and 100 athletes took part in demonstrations against SAE fraternity after Sigma Alpha Epsilon released a video with racial slurs, denouncement of blacks, and mentions of lynchings. The president at Oklahoma ordered the fraternity charter revoked at midnight last night. Frat members had to clear out the house. It was padlocked. In Major League Baseball, Padres catcher Tim Fedorowicz could be out indefinitely, needs surgery. MRI shows torn meniscus cartilage in his knee. On the field, the Padres beat the Cubs 6-3. Andrew Cashner was dazzling yesterday, 3 no-hit innings. Will Middlebrooks hit a 3-run homer. Yonder Alonso hit a solo homer. Jed Jerko had 2 doubles. Padres tangle with the Giants in Peoria today. Dodgers wound up in a 5-5 tie with San Francisco yesterday. Matt Cain, 2 perfect innings. Brett Anderson of the Dodgers had 2 innings, gave up just 1 hit. Eric Bedard, another strong outing for LA, 2 shutout innings. Dodgers get the Rockies today at Camelback Ranch. Angels lost to Cincinnati 7-5, but Albert Pujols had 2 hits and 2 ribbies. And rookie left-handed pitcher Andrew Heaney, 3 strong innings, 1 run allowed. Angels play Texas today in Tempe. Ranger pitcher Yu Darvish has flown to New York. Will get a second medical opinion today on a possible elbow tear ligament. Nationals' Denard Span, veteran outfielder, undergoing surgery for an oblique muscle tear, out indefinitely. Terrible news for Philadelphia. Pitcher Cliff Lee may need elbow surgery. It would be season-ending. Indians' MRI on the elbow of pitcher Gavin Floyd. Reds have lost catcher Devin Masaraco again. Concussion, hit in the face mask with a foul ball over the weekend. Tigers shortstop Jose Iglesias out with a shin injury. In basketball, Clippers beat Minnesota last night. LA goes to 41-23 on the season. Golden State won its 50th game of the season with a victory over Sacramento. Atlanta goes to 50-13 on the season. They beat the Suns. Washington over Charlotte. Hornets were held to 23 points in the second half of that game. And the Knicks got smoked again, losing to Denver by 30. New York is 12-50 on the season. Lakers back in action tonight. They tangle with the Detroit Pistons. LA is 16-46 on the season. Cleveland meets Dallas tonight. Cavaliers have won 20 of their last 25. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim defiant, says he will not step down as coach of the Orange despite the severity of the NCAA sanctions handed down over the weekend. NHL hockey, the Anaheim Ducks held Vancouver to just 14 shots on goal on the road, but Zach Cassian scored late in the third period. Vancouver posted a 2-1 win over the Ducks. Kings back in action tonight. They'll be at Colorado. LA is 31-21-13 on the season. And in NASCAR, an arrest warrant's been issued for a truck driver who's been identified on video as driving a truck that towed away the stolen hauler and the equipment, the tires, the engines of NASCAR driver Travis Quappel in Atlanta just 2 weeks ago. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.